Oswald Chambers chose Luke 24, verse 26, for the April 8th devotional, where Luke writes, God says, "Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" Mr. Chambers goes on and he writes, "One day we shall have a body like Jesus's." Isn't that amazing? What you know is that Jesus has been raised from the dead. He triumphed over death. His victory was for everyone who trusts in him. He leads his beloved in triumph because his victory has become yours. You remember what God says to the people of the Hebrews, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters the veil where Jesus has entered as a forerunner." Your Lord Jesus Christ, who's gone before you, he was and he is the fulfillment of both Passover and Pentecost, of all Scripture. The Lord Jesus rose representatively for you. His resurrection is the guarantee to those who have already died in the Lord and to those who will die in the Lord. He's gone before you to prepare a place for you. What an encouragement that is. And he's presently working in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Oswald Chambers writes there, "The Holy Spirit is the experimental name for eternal life working in human beings here and now. The Holy Spirit is the deity in proceeding power who applies the atonement to our experience." We have imperfect bodies now. We're imperfect people. Our environment battles us. But the Lord gives us the assurance that through the life and sacrifice of Christ, through the indwelling Holy Spirit, there's going to be a significant difference, an exchange. We don't know what it looks like. There's a scriptural silence regarding the particulars, but we should be craning, stretching to see this exchange. The Lord Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is the transformer, and he's overcome and is overcoming in our lives us being conformed to this world by giving us, through the Holy Spirit, an eternal restoration, reformation, and transformation. Our responsibility is to embrace that transformation. We need to immerse ourselves in the bath of sanctification. The Holy Spirit, as God's agent for life, is his instrument and vehicle for you to receive a glorified body and a glorified spirit. Now, as we know, all we can do is touch the hem of the garment of the power of the Holy Spirit. His power is immutable, immense, eternal, unsearchable, and unfathomable in its fullness. But the Spirit knows no insurmountable task. If you accept the Bible as being true, you know that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. Your responsibility is to embrace the life he's bringing you and look forward to the mind, the spirit, the body, the soul that you will have when you enter into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ in all its fullness.